It's Wednesday afternoon, time for Money Trends with SOTA on WWL. And Daniel Carter is a North Shore Commercial Lending Associate with Metairie Bank. He joins us on WWL. Hey, Daniel, welcome to the show.
Hey, Sue, how you doing today?
I'm good. All right, all this talk about inflation, and I just mentioned that I went to the store this last weekend, and it was the first time that I really noticed that my personal grocery bill was just kind of outrageous. It was a lot higher than it usually is. And maybe it was because of what I bought. It's just me. But I have never set up a budget. And I don't know if I am mentally capable of doing this, but I'd like to try. And setting up a budget really is a way for people to help control their spending, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And I've heard it said, you know, people look at schedules a lot of times and say, oh, I feel trapped by the schedule. If I keep a calendar and I keep track of what I'm doing, I'm trapped. But really, like a budget and a calendar really helps you to see where you are and what you have the freedom to do. Can you spend a little extra, go out to eat, or do you need to penny pinch a little bit for this month because you had an unexpected flat tire or something like that that you had to pull out of other places? But it definitely is a good tool that, man, I highly recommend. It's not popular anymore, but the checkbook registers that people used to use religiously now have become I'll just check my app and make sure I got the money in the bank.
Right.
But using a budget, using the checkbook register really does help you to have the freedom to know what you have available.
So what's the best first step for setting up a budget? I mean, where do you start? Because, I know there are people who do it. I know that a lot of people who are listening, and they've got a budget, and they know exactly what they're doing. I admit that my fragile little brain is not capable of doing that. I guess I could force it to do it. But what would be the first step for me to take?
It is really pretty simple. It can be overwhelming, but the first step is really just to write down what your expenses are for the month. I usually start out, I do my budget. Me and my wife will sit down and look at it once a month together just to kind of say, hey, what's coming up for the month? So we write it down. We know what we're expecting to spend. We know what our mortgage is, things like that. But really just stopping, taking the time, putting it on paper, what you have coming in and what you have going out, that's the best first step.
You know, and here you are working with Metairie Bank, and so, you know, you guys know how to do this stuff. There are people like me out there who don't know what the hell to do. I guess that sounds like a real logical step. You write down your expenses, and then you figure out what you have coming in. And I guess you should always spend less than what's coming in, or you're going to get in trouble, right?
That's the goal. That is always the goal. But I'll tell you, you know, maybe this isn't for everybody because not everybody's as tech savvy as the next person, but they have so many different apps that they have out there that'll help you budget. If you got an iPhone or an Android or something like that, you could type in budgeting app and it'll help make it easier for you. You just have to. The hard part is the consistency, because budgeting is not one of those things that you literally do once a month and you don't think about it till the next month. Every week you got to go back and say, okay, did I overspend in this category? And again, it sounds like it's overbearing, but again, and at first it seems like it too, because you got to stop and look at your checking account register and see what you spent. But in the long run, building the habit of paying attention to what you have coming in and what you have going out is a recipe for success.
Now, Daniel, is this something that you pay attention to every day? For example, if I go to the store after I get off the air, do I write down what I spent? Do I take the risk? Do I write down the money that I spent today, every day?
I would say that is the absolute peak best practice.
Okay.
Take the time, write it down. However, I have seen the people that I've talked to, again, I actually enjoy this topic of budgeting and planning. It's something that I help a lot of family members with, myself, and I've done it, of course, for myself, at least once a week, just stopping and looking back. Because most people can say, okay, Monday, I remember I went to these couple places. These are why these purchases are here. Mm-hmm. Another thing that helps expose, you know, it's unfortunate, debit card fraud, you know, people getting somehow compromising your debit card. It happens at times that you least expect it. But if you have a practice of going back to your bank's app, checking the balance, or online, checking the balance, you can say, hey, I don't know what this purchase is. And so you can catch it before it creates a problem for you.
And some of the people are so savvy that I think sometimes they do something small that's not going to be that much of a red flag for you on your account to see if they can get away with it. And boom, then they go for the killer deal.
That's correct. Usually they'll start with a couple small things just to make sure it's working. and then they start hitting it up pretty fast. Yeah. But again, I've seen it, if it gets caught in a day or two versus a couple of weeks, definitely creates two different issues.
All right. During this time of inflation, we're talking to Daniel Carter. He's a North Shore Commercial Lending Associate with Metairie Bank. And this is Money Trends, Wednesday afternoon, SOTA and WWL. And we're talking about a budget, which is something that I don't have. I just kind of try to conceptualize about what I have. And am I spending a little extra here or there to pay attention to that? But I don't have a budget. But I need to set up a budget. And I'm really going to pay attention to this conversation and do it. And I hope others who have just been like me and not had a budget, I hope they pay a little more attention to this, because, you know, I want to know, okay, so this week, can I go to the Steve Mann store at Lakeside? Can I go to Zara at Lakeside and get some shoes and clothes?
Yep, and that budget will help you determine that. Again, if you had unexpected expenses come up and you look at the budget and you've already spent that money,
yeah,
unfortunately, you need to practice the saying no for a week.
Daniel, how do people budget something like the energy bills that have just been so fluctuating recently?
Yeah, that's going to be a challenge for a lot of folks. The best that I could say, obviously, is get an idea of what you spent last year during this time. Of course, it's going to be up from that, so add a little bit to it. The other side of it is, you know, when you have to add more to your power bill budget, you're probably going to have to take a little off of your miscellaneous or, the fund spending stuff just to be prepared for it. Hopefully, by the end of the month, I was one of the few that I know that have not seen the spike from my energy company. Doesn't mean it's not coming.
Mm-hmm.
But if I budgeted for it, and then at the end of the month, it's not there, I didn't get hit with that cost, now I have a little extra to whether put in the savings or buy a nice gift for the wife or whatever I choose to do.
Nice. Do you recommend a particular budgeting app?
The one that I use is called Every Dollar. I don't know who puts it out, or I think it's recommended by some other financial advisors, but it's an easy one to use. You're putting in some categories. Some of the categories are already there for you. You don't even have to type them in. You just put a dollar amount of what you expect to spend. And then, of course, you track it. In those, you ask the question about every day. Again, you use the credit card, and you got your phone in your hand. You can add it to that pretty quickly.
Yeah. Now, I would think that you really should take everything into consideration. For example, those who are involved and enjoy sports betting, I mean, you'd have to take into consideration what you have to bet each month, and that's a way to keep yourself from getting in trouble.
Absolutely. Everything could have a category. You can have as many categories as you need or as few as you need. In a time where the inflation and things have created a need to increase these other categories, it might lower your betting, but we'll see.
All right. So now, and then, of course, if you win big, well, you can kind of put that into the budget and spend it on something you want to spend it on.
Absolutely. You're tracking all the ends, whether that's a tax return income, that's a betting win income, or birthday money. You could track it all and say, okay, this is all money that I get to use to budget with. And it's really the idea of knowing where every dollar is going, at least to the best of your ability. When you get to the checking account and all of a sudden the money that you had is not there, that is not a good feeling to not have what you thought you had. So tracking it, again, brings that freedom, brings that peace of mind.
And Daniel, you're with Metairie Bank. You're a North Shore Commercial Lending Associate. The banking is your business. It sounds like you actually enjoy this.
I do. I believe that teaching, really my age, I'm in my 30s, but if you can get a hold of some people that are in their 30s and really help them to budget, learn to plan, and maybe they have some kids, you can really change a generational mindset on finance. As they're putting out a good example, showing their kids how to manage the money well, we can get past some of our regular financial issues that we see on a daily.
Yeah, because there are people like me who don't really enjoy it. You know, I don't have any aptitude for money and banking accounts and those kind of things. So my aptitude's not there for it. So I'm going to have to force myself to do it. But I have a feeling that if I start doing it, I'm gonna start to get in the habit of doing it and then really want to do it.
I believe so. When you can see, again, what's going on, you can see the increases, you see the savings account begin to increase, you start to set many goals for yourself, and you see you achieve those goals, it does encourage you to do a little bit more.
All right, so I'm getting close to my car being totally paid off. Should I just pay it off now completely, or just continue to pay every month?
That's a great question. I would always kind of bar that based on how much cash you have in a savings account. Mm-hmm. If you have additional cash and you could say, hey, I'm going to save. Also, too, it depends on the interest rate, because if you got one of those crazy, ridiculous rates at the time, then you may not need to. But if you can, I always look at it and say, instead of putting that $500 towards the car note, now I know that I have that $500 freed up to go towards either savings or another.
Well, see, and I appreciate you answering that personal question for me, but I know that there are other people out there that have a similar question. But see, that's just it, you know, and that's what people like me who don't pay attention to budgets have to really pay attention to, because if I no longer have a car note because I paid my car off, then I'm going to think, okay, well, I can go spend the money on something else as opposed to maybe saving it.
Right. Yep. That's always the possibility. But I always, like I said, you kind of have a goal for yourself. Do you want to get out of debt? Do you need to increase the savings? If you have a goal for it, it usually helps to put it in the direction that you want to go.
I have no goals. I mean, my goals are whether or not I can get a new pair of Steve Madden shoes or something at Zara.
Well, pay off your car. You have the freedom to go buy those.
All right. Daniel Carter, North Shore Commercial Lending Associate with the Metairie Bank. Thanks for being with us. I enjoyed the conversation.
Yes, sir. Thank you.